Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imagination come true. Today I want to talk about three instances that happened to me or incidences that happened to me with regards to trying to use cash. Yes, trying to use cash. Okay, so I ran out of checks, personal checks. And I had a few bills to pay, about $3,000 in bills, right? So I decided, okay, let me order some checks and see if I can get them overnighted. Well, I was told by my bank that it would probably take 2 weeks to get checks, or because it's after their cutoff period for today that I could get my checks, it's Tuesday, I could get my checks by Thursday. Well, I have a couple bills that were actually due today, so I said, all right, I ordered the checks, and they're going to come by Thursday at 12 o'clock, right? But I decided to go to the bank to pull out $3,000 to go and pay the bills that I have. So the interesting thing at my bank, and I've been a member of that branch for now 15 years, and I present myself with my ID, and everyone knows me in the bank, and I say, hey, I need $3,000 cash. So they were like, okay, not a problem. Well, of course, they asked for my debit card and my ID, and I presented it, and I got the cash request form, and I was sitting there waiting, and I noticed that the teller was taking a little bit longer, and the manager had to come over and approve something, and I asked what was taking so long, because, you know, I really wanted to make my rounds to pay some of the bills that I had. And I know you're thinking, well, okay, why didn't you just pay them online? All right, that would have been a good idea, but I have been, I've had a couple issues where a couple of my accounts, you know, were not hacked, but they were, broken into, or someone, you know, had gained access, I should say, not broken into, but someone had gained access to my account. So, you know, I didn't like having a lot of money in that particular account, and I like to just write the checks so I know, hey, there's no real issue, and I don't want to, you know, do the pay online deal sometimes, because, you know, I just know when I write the checks that I've made the payments. So I'm getting the cash out, and I have two banks to go to make some payments. But the first issue is that the teller tells me there's a requirement where they have to complete an IRS form inside their computer system because I'm pulling out $3,000. Or withdrawing $3,000 in cash. Well, I didn't have any real issue with that, but I just thought, wow, you know, if you didn't know that the trigger is right around $2,500, anything above $2,500, these banks will complete this in-system form that lets the IRS know that you're accessing that amount of cash. So, not a problem. I get the cash, I leave. Now I go to another bank where I have two payments to make. One is for a car loan, and one is for two credit cards at the same bank. So I go there, I present my statements, and I say, I want to make these payments. And they ask, well, do you have an account with us? And I say, yes, I have a car loan here, and two credit cards, and I want to make the payments. And she said, no, do you have a checking account or a savings account? And I said, no, I don't have a checking or savings account. I just have an installment account and two revolving accounts. And she says, well, the teller says, well, you know, we can't take the cash. I said, hold on, let me get this straight. I just left my bank and withdrew money to come here to pay for my car loan and for my credit cards, and you're saying that I can't use cash to make these payments. She says, yes, because of money laundering. I said, okay. But the payments aren't that much. I mean, one of the credit card payments, I think I only owed like $60 to, you know, to pay it off. And she said it didn't matter how much, but she couldn't take any cash for those accounts. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, when did I forget about this protocol? You know, and of course I couldn't debate it or argue it with the teller because she was only doing her job. But can you imagine that she said to me, you can always go to a 7-Eleven or to a grocery store and get a cashier's check and come back, or get a money order and come back. And I was thinking, wow, I really can't use cash to pay my bills? Now, if that's not a clue to you that we're moving to a cashless society or a digital society and credit trumps cash, and I've been saying this for many, many years, that you can walk around with $1 million in credit cards and travel through airports and customs, but you can't take more than $10,000 through customs or withdraw more than $2,500 or $3,000 out of a bank without having to have the IRS alerted, or without having to explain why are you getting the money. It's just amazing to me. But if you didn't know this, be aware of it, okay? You know, rarely do I have any cash on me, you know, substantial amount of cash anyway. But to think that if I wanted to pay some of my bills with cash, it's not acceptable. You have to process the money through a checking account to track who paid the bill, who paid the statement, who paid the invoice, who paid on the account, right? And this is the way the money is tracked. And I get it, you know, money laundering and things like that, but what if you're in one of these precarious situations where you happen to be out of checks? You got to go buy a cashier's check or a money order just to pay a $40 bill or a $60 bill or a car note? Yes, the answer is yes, you do. So beware of these things, okay? I'm very excited also to tell you about my new courses. I have 3 new courses that I've launched. One is the One Approval Away Credit Repair Challenge. It's a 14-day challenge. I want you to look into that course if you're looking to repair your credit yourself. It's a do-it-yourself program, okay? And, I'm getting some really good reviews on the beta, the beta test of it, and I'm really excited about that. It's a credit repair challenge, 14-day do-it-yourself. Also, I have another course called the Credit Multiplier, where I teach you some ninja tactics, strategies, and tips on how to multiply your credit, all right, where you're not necessarily required to apply for new credit, but how to manage the current credit that you have and multiply it, okay? And then, of course, I have a new course called the Data Report Repair System, where I teach about the data reports that are not credit reports, but data reports that are actually trumping your credit reports. These data reports actually have more granular and more detailed information about your banking activity, your employment history, your medical history, your family, legacy, your net worth, your wealth score. All these things I teach in my data report repair system, okay? And that course is available now as well. I've also been training some of my clients and other mentees of mine and students of mine to open and how to run their own credit repair business. I have a two-day training for launching your own credit repair business and a three-day training for launching your own credit repair business. So if you want to learn more about these, reach out to my office and inquire, or you can find me on social media. Okay, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn, Gabriel Brown. All right, so look me up, just message me, and I can give you more details about the courses, okay, about the launching your own credit repair business, or if you just need some help where you want to have your credit fixed and you want it done for you, you can reach out to the office at 702-434-4414, and we can help you with that as well. All right, I look forward to talking with you on the next podcast, and go forth and be more prosperous this year than you were last year.